Day of the big sundown. Now I worked all summer saving up to fly the nest. I was cutting grass in the cul-de-sac with a two-stroke cup cadet. I was dreaming of the bushman in the northern desert sky. Martin Cash and Old Bull Jack and the great Australian bite. Well, I pushed that more around every goddamn house in town. Tell me where we going and what's the plan. We could cut cloth in the promised land. I could see a snowman riding out on the way to the big. Cause the road will open up, and at least that's what I hope, what I hope, what I hope it does. Sewage treatment facility. Said you couldn't find the end of a shovel, cause you can't teach stupid out. Now go ahead, fellas, it's now or never, and those holes won't fill themselves. I said thank you very much, but I think we best be off. Tell me where we going and when can we stop. Do you reckon Jimmy Cookman ever felt lost? I wonder if he turned around on the way to the big, way to the big sundown. Cause the road will open up, and at least that's what I hope, what I hope, what I hope it does.
Seasons will pass, no matter where. the dirt they should.
Yeah, cool. That's that's a band called Taco Tapes. Song called I've Endured.
Relatable.
Featuring Summer Newman. Now, this song was in that movie I was telling you about earlier, Celtic Utopia. And I imagine it's just Summer. Just Summer on that one with her guitar and her voice. And just bringing forth all of the weight that must have gone into writing that song, because it was beautiful, as was the film. Maybe not so easy to find to watch. We saw it as part of the documentary festival here in San Francisco. Also hearing some Irish music, more Irish music from an outfit called Poor Creature. Just one. Not plural. Poor Creature, All Smiles Tonight is the name of the album. And I'm just going to tell you about it because we're going to hear a couple from Poor Creature in addition to this one. Also want to tell you about some of the other songs we heard in that set. We heard Doubtless from Eli Moore off a brand new album called The Power Line. Eli is in a band called Lake. All caps, L-A-K-E. Full disclosure, my cousin's kid. So, all in the family here, but he is, the Lake is quite beloved And they often perform the theme for Adventure Time with Finn and Jake, who Ashley Erickson, Eli's partner, is credited with writing that song. They are currently on tour in Japan. Hey, Eli, hope you're doing well. I'm sending positive vibes out to you. We started off the band with a band called Doug. This is the band I told you about that got the hipster square dancing, man. More of that. More of that, please. Okay, I'm going to let Poor Creature mesmerize you with this Irish stuff. While the music's playing, I'll look up how to pronounce this. See you in a while.
Should have known that someday we'd run out of tomorrow. There was a banshee rock in Kelly's field, but no, it's gone now because banshees, well, there used to be banshees in Kelly's field, mainly one banshee, but the builders were after building houses and soccer pitches in Kelly's field. So the banshees are now gone down to Kelly's field in Morass. And, well, there's loads of banshees down in the dump field and in Gallies as well.
There's the headless coachman and the headless horseman.
The headless horseman was probably fighting with a banshee and he died.
Quest for-
Wow. Wow. Lankum asking an age-old question. Many are asking themselves these days, what will we do when we have no money? Man, hard to say. That song is a traditional arrangement, so who knows how old it really is, but still hitting just about right for many of us here, making ends meet. But thank you so much for listening in to Radio Valencia. You don't really need to pay much price just to listen in. I'm not going to subject you to a million commercials or beg you for fundraising. Just here to play the music, pirate style, freeform style, like we want to play. And in that set, played a bunch of Irish stuff. Lankum featured in the film I was talking about earlier, Celtic Utopia. A little something happening right about now over in Ireland. That's their album from their album Between the Earth and Sky, 2017. And we also heard Banshee from the Scratch from their album Mind Yourself. 2023 release for them, but man, they just have a brand new album out, and they are touring, and then just came through San Francisco, tore it up. And that band, man, let me tell you, so four guys, they all sing, get those incredible harmonies. Bass player, if you're a rock nerd like me, it may visualize like a cross between like Chris Cornell and Steve Harris from Iron Maiden. And yeah, he's either sitting on a stool or standing on the stool and just rocking that long hair and sweat's flying everywhere and the crowd's going nuts. But the drummer doesn't play drums as we think of them. He plays like these boxes with some interesting mallets, and he does a lot of the vocals also. They all do a lot of vocals, but anyway, the Scratch, check them out. Maybe best in live to fully appreciate, but still. Great stuff. They play like the traditional stuff, but also drift into thrash also. They have listened to, they have studied at the feet of Metallica. I guarantee it. We also heard a couple of songs from a band called Poor Creature, The Whole Town Knows. I've got the pronunciation phonetically spelled out for me here. It is it means the blackthorn, and that's also a pretty traditional arrangement off their All Smiles Tonight. Danny Boy, It Ain't, and that's a good thing. Experimental, droney. Whew, sometimes you just need like a box that makes drone noises. One single note, a beautiful voice, and some additional voices to help you along to make some of the biggest music. So anyway, I'm going to get you back to the more traditional rock and roll cinematic style as I am wont to do here on the Escape Velocity. Like the big music, out of Canada, the Besnard Lakes, and this is what we call progress. We'll be right back. The Deadlands here on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity Show. That's another band off of the Celtic Utopia movie I've been talking about, hyping it to no one because I don't think you can see it easily, but maybe, and I think for sure, someday you will be able to see it, and if that's something that interests you, definitely recommend checking it out. Deadlands making a very strong case that the spirit of great music and really driving cool rock and roll is currently in Ireland. I think those Fontaines DC guys are from Ireland too. I'd say they're World Cup Ireland. You have the World Cup for great fucking music right now, especially like that hard stuff. Currently, I think probably Australia is probably your competition for that. So much good stuff. We will have an all Australia show someday soon. I've been promising for a while. I promise it will happen. Before that, we heard Everything Evil, Elephant Stone. That's a brand new single from them. They are from Montreal, Canada, and they make incredible, incredible psychedelic stuff. Big fan of the Elephant Stone. Hope they come around soon. And I needed to bring the Cellar Doors back for an encore because they're my new favorite band in the world. That song called Silhouette, off their album Cellar Doors, has been talking about throughout the show. 2019 release for them. And we started off the set from the Besnard Lakes, also from Canada. So kind of a Canada fun pack, Canada, Ireland, San Francisco fun pack for you in that last set. That's the album, the Besnard Lakes are the Roaring Night. I like it when bands name albums after themselves, like they're some kind of family or gang or, you know, tight-knit group of friends. As we all like to imagine bands are, the reality often quite different. Hey, I wanted to say also, along with... I just met so many interesting people this last week, one of which I was walking down the street and I saw this really tall guy with long hair, and I looked up and I thought, and I asked him, I said, "Hey man, is your name Courtney?" And he goes, "Yeah, what's your name?" And I said, "I'm Dave." And then we talked about Pacific Northwest stuff for a good long while, and then I thought, so anyway, Courtney, turns out, is the singer for the Dandy Warhols, which is a band I play with some regularity here on the Escape Velocity, and I just want to say, do not underestimate the Dandy Warhols. They are going strong, coming on strong, and they just put a new album out that features a bunch of their favorite cover songs. This is a great song from The Runaways that I think is actually one of the greatest rock and roll songs of all time, Cherry Bomb, Dandy Warhol style.
Cherry bomb! would be hard up with what we want's not what we got.
Could I be happy with something else?
I need something to fill my time.
Could I be happy with something else?
I need something to fill my time. I need something to fill my time.
Andy Warhol is getting the last word here on the Escape Valencia for today. Something's coming up next. These shows get recorded, put into a time capsule, launched into space, where they travel into infinity and some other where they will travel to some other planet where probably a less advanced musically civilization will find them and be blown away. So if you are not listening on June 1st, that's what's going on. This is a little message from the past, a little musical bottle, message in a bottle for you. You're not alone, I'm not alone. I'll be back next week. Real quick, I said the Dandies had a new album out that's Pinups. It's called Pinups with covers on it. I don't think it's new, actually. It looks like 2021. It's a couple songs from them there. Cherry Bomb, which is a great, great Runaway song. And a song by Gang of Four called What We All Want. And this is some ambient stuff from them called Mind Your Mind off of Telemusic Means. Means more when you're not alone. That's the way it is right now, right here. Stay tuned for whatever comes next. Peace and love.